Butler. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, San Diego, California, November 29, 1907. Dear Brother Butler, I am much pleased to hear of your union with Sister Granger, whom I regard highly as a sincere Christian, and who will certainly be a comfort and blessing to you. Your wife can be a help to you in many ways. I hope you will be of good courage in the Lord. During the union conference soon to convene in your field, there will be many important matters for you to consider. Wise plans must be laid for the advancement of the work. Sometimes I have wished that I might be present at this meeting, but there are matters of equal importance to be attended to in the Southern California Conference, and so I am remaining here. I do not know how long I shall regard it as my duty to labor in the southern part of this state. We greatly desire to help the people all we can, and, the Lord willing, we may visit the churches in Los Angeles, Glendale, Loma Linda, Riverside, Redlands, and possibly Fernando and other places. With the help of the Lord, I may be strengthened to do a little. I desire to see the work advancing as it should in this part of the field. I greatly desire that our brethren in responsibility shall understand how to carry on the work intelligently. Oh, for the help of the Lord at every step! We are to work for souls in darkness, who have not had the light of the truth. I long to see very many laborers at work for those who know not the evidences of our faith. Many have received great light through hearing the three angels' messages, and now they should proclaim these messages in all parts of the world. I desire to do my part and to open the way for others to carry the light of truth. May the Lord help us to put the armor on. The believers are to unite in the solemn work of giving the last note of warning to the world. I hope, Brother Butler, you will keep of good courage in the Lord. Your help is needed. Be strong in the Lord, yea, be strong. It is your privilege to keep your feet in the path of righteousness. You and your wife are to be of good courage in the Lord. I respect you both as laborers together with God. There will arise some things that will prove to be a trial to you, but you must meet all these things in the Spirit of Christ. It has been presented before me in the night season, Brother Butler, that you have not been wise in placing so great confidence in the ability of Brother Ford to carry heavy responsibilities in connection with the management of the Nashville Publishing House. There are some things connected with the management of a printing office that he does not fully understand, and he never should have been given such large responsibility in matters regarding which he has not had a practical knowledge. There are certain lines of work, like the circulation of our books and periodicals, in which in past years he has revealed considerable tact and skill. But a sad mistake was made when he was given so much responsibility in connection with the publishing work. He has not always managed wisely. It requires much wisdom and grace and practical experience to manage wisely so important a business as a large publishing house. And too much responsibility should not be centered in one man. In Brother Ford's case, I fear that the effort to carry too many burdens has hindered him from growing in grace. His soul has not always been surrounded with a heavenly atmosphere that would encourage the workers in the office to maintain a vital connection with God. I am so sorry that he has been given so many responsibilities that he has developed objectionable traits of character. For some time, he has not been developing a Christian character as he should. He has been carrying altogether too many burdens. Changes need to be made. In our office at Nashville, there is need of far more spirituality, far more Christian courtesy than has been manifested. We need, oh, so much, to live in the light of the Lord. We all need to study from cause to effect and watch unto prayer. It is a great work that we have been called upon to perform, and we must hide ourselves in God. We have the old landmarks of truth, experience, and duty to point out the way. Yet every power of darkness will be brought to bear in an effort to confuse us, if possible. But I will not write more on this strain.
The three angels of Revelation 14 are represented as flying in the midst of heaven, proclaiming the words of truth to a perishing world. They symbolize the work for this time that is to be done by all who believe these messages. The three angels' messages are linked together. There are many evidences of the abiding, ever-living truth of these messages, which means so much to those who have long had the light of present truth. We should sacredly cherish these evidences. Satan is seeking to cast a shadow about the messages, so that the people of God shall not clearly discern their import, their time and place, but they will live as long as time shall last and will be proclaimed with increasing power. The influence of these messages is constantly deepening and widening. We are to be sanctified through the truth. There is an abundance of work to be done by those under the guidance and control of the Holy Spirit. God can use men and women of consecration to open the way to reach hearts with His truth. And from many missionary fields, there come urgent calls for more workers who are able to understand the power of the truth imparted in its simplicity, and who are also able to see and realize the necessity of establishing centers of influence and training. A great work is to be done in a short time. We who have long been in the message will press closer and still closer together in helping to perform this work. The light is to shine forth in clear, distinct rays. Health institutions will need to be established in many places. And in this work, we are to remember that it is well to establish small sanitariums in connection with our training schools. A great work is to be done in the sale of Ministry of Healing and Christ's Object Lessons. The light in these books is to shine in many homes. Manifold instrumentalities for good are to cooperate in ministering the Word and in warning the inhabitants of the world that Christ is coming the second time with power and great glory. I must now close. I am so sorry that I have had so much to do while traveling about during the past month, that I have neglected to tell you of my pleasure in learning of your happiness. Be of good courage in the Lord. Be full of hearty good cheer. Let us hear words of courage from you, by pen and voice, and may the Lord sanctify and bless you abundantly. With Christian love.